He lays Let earth and all that live therein with reverence fear the Lord.
Let earth and all that live therein with reverence fear the Lord.
Let all the world's inhabitants dread him with one accord.
Let all the world's inhabitants dread him with one accord.
For he did speak the word, and done it was without delay.
For he did speak the word, and done it was without delay.
Established it firmly stood, whatever he did say.
Established it firmly stood, whatever he did say.
God doth the counsel bring to naught, with heathen folk do take.
God doth the counsel bring to naught, which heathen folk do take.
And what the people do devise, of none effect doth make.
And what the people do devise, of none effect doth make.
Oh, but the counsel of the Lord doth stand forever sure.
Oh, but the counsel of the Lord doth stand forever sure.
And of his heart the purposes from age to age endure.
And of his heart the purposes from age to age endure.
Now we have the tune, we'll go to B and sing B without calling it out.
That nation blessed is to God, Jehovah is and does. A blessed people are the poor, his heritage he chose. The Lord from heaven sees and holds all sons of men full well. He views all from his dwelling place, that in the earth do dwell. He formed their hearts alike, and all their doings he observes. Great hosts is not a king of strength, no mighty man preserves. Abhors for preservation is other people's thing. And by the greatness of his strength can no deliverance bring. Behold, on those that do in fear, the Lord doth set his eye. Even those who on his mercy do, with confidence rely. From death to free their soul in death, life unto them to yield. Our soul doth wait upon the Lord, he is our help and shield. Sith in his holy name we trust, our heart shall joyful be. Lord, let thy mercy be on us, as we do hope in thee.
First singing of Catherine together. All right, well, we are going to have a reading out of our King James Resuscitation of Psalm 89. Psalm 89, which will correspond to Bible study. The Sabbath message today. As well, we will also read again the New Covenant together after that, out of Jeremiah chapter 31. I look forward to singing Psalm 89, but since we do not have that ability yet, we will sing it back and forth. start in 18. For Yahweh is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King.
Then thou speakest in vision to the Holy One, and said, I have laid upon one that is mighty, I have exalted one chosen out of the people.
I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him.
With whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him.
The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him.
And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him.
But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted.
I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers.
He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation.
Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth.
My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him.
His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven.
If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgment,
if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments,
then will I visit their transgressions with the rod and their iniquity with stripes.
Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail.
My covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that has gone out of my lips.
Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David.
His feet shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me.
It shall be established forever as the moon, and as the faithful witness in heaven.
But thou hast cast off and abhorred, thou hast been wroth with thine anointed.
Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground.
Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin.
All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbors.
Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversaries. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice.
Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword, and hast not made him to stand in the battle.
Thou hast made his glory to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground.
The days of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame, Selah.
How long, Yahweh, wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire?
Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain?
What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave, Selah?
Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth?
Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people.
Wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed.
Blessed be Yahweh forever. Amen and amen. Many people don't realize that Psalm 89 is a promise to Christ that actually pretty much fully describes the covenant of grace in detail, talking about God's faithfulness. If we had read from 1, which we're going to longer read, dealing with things that happened before creation, dealing with creation, and then dealing with how God deals in time with David and David's sons, Christ, of course, being the son of David and the second David. And the reason for that psalm being read is to understand more fully the new covenant, which is where we're going next in Jeremiah 31, because it is, Jeremiah 31 is where we'll read next. because it described the glory of the covenant that Christ had, but it also describes the rebuke and the shame that Christ suffered on our behalf, if you would have paid attention to Psalm 89, and some of the contradiction seemingly that took place. God exalts, and then God brings low, and then David starts asking the question, how long will you punish me? How long will your wrath burn against me? And the reason for the contradiction, so seemingly, or the contrast, which would be the better word to talk about it, is that Christ bore our transgressions. And so he's talking about Christ's blessed state, his ability of having our transgressions in his bosom, and the reproach of all the people placed upon him, which was his total task in the covenant of grace. So, unless you understand the contrast of the blessing of the king, the blessing of the anointed, you will also not understand what he did in removing transgression. And so I think that that's utterly important to draw out as we continue to study some of the things we have been studying. And so we'll be going to Jeremiah chapter 31, starting in verse 31. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord.
But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their inward parts, and I will write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is his name.
If those ordinances depart before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever.
Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured out and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord.
Behold, the day come, saith the Lord, that the city shall be built to the Lord from the tower of Hananel unto the gate of the corner.
And the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it upon the hill of Gareb and shall compass about to Golath.
And the whole valley of the dead bodies, and of the ashes, and all the fields unto the brook of Kidron, unto the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy unto the Lord. It shall not be plucked up, nor thrown down any more forever.
Well, oftentimes we don't read the last four verses out of that chapter. They're actually fairly important to understanding the progression of the resurrection. Nevertheless, go to our songbook. If anybody would like to take a break real quick, that would be fine. We'll finish.
Why raise the heathen and bring things? Why? people mine. Kings of the earth do set themselves, and princes are combined. To plot against the Lord and His anointed saying God. Let us asunder break their bands and cast their cords from us. He that in heaven sits shall laugh, the Lord shall scorn them all. Then shall he speak to them in wrath, in rage he vex them shall. Yet notwithstanding I have him to be my king appointed, and over Zion my holy hill I have him king anointed. The sure decree I will declare, the Lord hath said to me, thou art mine only son this day, I have begotten thee. Ask of me and for heritage, the heathen I'll make mine. And your possession I to thee will give earth's utmost mine. Thou shalt with a weighty rod of iron break them off. And as a potter, sure thou shalt them dash in pieces small. Now therefore, kings, be wise, be taught, ye judges of the earth. Serve God in fear and see that ye join trembling with your mirth. If ye the sun left in his heart, ye perish from the way. If wrath is wrath begin to burn, let no one on him say.
Amen. Let's end off with a creed from Titus 3, 8 through 11, which is the 10th page in the back of the Psalter, in commemoration of what we have study today, focus on. It's from Titus 3, 8 through 11. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God
might be careful to maintain good works.
These things are good and profitable unto men.
But avoid foolish questions
about the law,
and genealogies
about the law,
and conventions
about the law,
and strivings about the law,
for they are
unprofitable in the main.
A man that is divisive on this wise, after these first and second admonitions reject, knowing that he is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself.
Therefore, let us be careful to maintain good works,
and strive not with the law. Well, let's say a prayer for our meal today. Christian, would you mind offering that?
No, I'm not. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for another day of your grace and mercy. Thank you for the Sabbath, Lord. Thank you for the work that you have provided for us throughout the 6 days of labor. I pray that you provide more work for us, God, for Josh and for myself and for Levi, and just the work that everyone else does in the house. I pray that you bless them in their endeavors. And Lord, when we do our work, help us to do it unto you and not for man. And just please make us more skilled and more accurate in our work. Lord, please just help us to study the scriptures more and to meditate upon what it says. Open our eyes that we can behold the wondrous things out of your law. Help us to abide in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can bear fruit for his kingdom. And Lord, I just ask that you give more knowledge and understanding to us in all areas of life that we need. Help us in our weaknesses. Help us to be humble in our strengths. And thank you for this food that we're about to eat. And bless it in Jesus' name. Amen.